Hey there, welcome along. It's me, Damien, back with the 9-to-5 Google Daily, this time for July 1st, 2020. This is our super quick rundown, or snapshot, if you will, of all of the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. So, last week, a new beta version of Gboard began rolling out via the Google Play Store. Today, though, some folks who use the Gboard beta are finding Smart Compose features in Google Messages and indeed some other messaging applications. For a quick refresher, Smart Compose is a feature that tries to help you complete your sentences by displaying the next few words as they would appear and letting you accept the completion by pressing Tab on desktop or swiping right on Android. Smart Compose debuted in the 2018 Gmail redesign before making its way to Google Docs. Only for G Suite customers though, and now it seems to be arriving for Gboard for Android. This afternoon, some who signed up for the beta updates for Gboard on Android, currently on version 9.5.12.317844448, sorry that's a long name, found that the Google Messages app now offers helpful completion suggestions. This is far from the first time Google Messages has offered suggestions for replies though, with the SMS MMS RCS app offering single tap replies as well as suggested stickers. Thankfully, by comparison though, Smart Compose allows you to tweak the text after you've accepted a suggestion rather than immediately sending to a contact. Considering these Smart Compose features appear to be powered by Gboard, it's likely that it could pop up in other apps as well, and Smart Compose does look as though it's available in Telegram and WhatsApp for those who are on the beta, and we're sure more apps will be appearing soon. The Moto G5G has now leaked in a series of press renders, showcasing the first 5G-powered G-series Motorola device for the first time. The leaked Moto G5G renders come courtesy of the OG leaker Evan Blass, aka EVLeaks if you were wondering. The images showcase what appears to be a proper dual punch hole notch. By that we mean this is two distinct holes rather than a massive pill-shaped cutout. It's odd, but heck, it's striking to say the least. The specifications of the device are pretty much unknown, but the slightly grainy images shared do appear to have a 48 megapixel logo embossed underneath that quad camera array at the rear. Therefore, we expect to see a camera setup that relies heavily on a main 48 megapixel sensor. We'd wager we'll probably see an ultra wide angle lens and a telephoto zoom lens, along with potentially a macro or depth sensor, which will round off this quintet of camera options. From the side, the Moto 5G renders also show you what appears to be a side-mounted capacitive fingerprint reader. It looks like the iconic Motorola logo dimple won't be hiding a fingerprint scanner this time around, which is admittedly a bit of a shame. With the Motorola One Fusion occupying the sub-$300 price point, it's actually unclear just where this upcoming Moto G will fit in the product lineup. The Moto G8 Plus retails for around $250 in the US, which would usually be the price point we'd expect the Moto G to be hitting. The 5G tax will undoubtedly bump up that price though. As Qualcomm only just announced the 5G-enabled Snapdragon 690 chipset, it wouldn't be too much of a stretch to see the Moto 5G come packing this brand new chip either. Qualcomm also confirmed that we'll see hardware from Motorola packing this super-fast data chipset in the second half of this year, so we expect to learn more about this device based upon this tidbit over the coming months. Back in April of last year, YouTube TV raised its monthly fee to $49. The cord-cutting subscription, though, will soon cost $64.99 for all, but Google is set to be working on new flexible models. The new price goes into effect today for new members. Existing subscribers will have changes reflected in their subsequent billing cycle on or after July 30th, though. According to Google, this $15 jump reflects the rising cost of content on their end. No further details or timeline were provided today, but hopefully this lets users pick and choose what channels they want and not deal with the rising bloat and, of course, price tag. Meanwhile, to soften the bloat, YouTube TV is adding Viacom CBS's family of channels today. That means BET, CMT, Comedy Central, MTV, Nickelodeon, Paramount Network, TV Land, and VH1. BET Her, MTV2, MTV Classic, Nick Jr., Nicktoons, and Teen Nick are coming at a later date, if you were wondering. Google also detailed work on a feature that lets you jump to various segments within selected news programs, similar to key plays in sports. This is available now on TV screens and is soon coming to mobile. This price jump comes as the service marks its 3-year anniversary and now has over 85 channels in addition to add-ons like HBO Max. That said, cord cutters out there might be wary of the rising costs and maybe would want to steer clear of YouTube TV indefinitely. Following numerous leaks and several accidental mentions over the past year, Google is finally making nearby sharing official. While the feature still isn't quite ready to launch, Google has confirmed nearby sharing is coming soon, and better yet, is actually rolling out to some beta users on Android. So what is nearby sharing? Well, essentially, it's Google's version of AirDrop, a very useful feature on Apple products that allows quick and easy transferring of files over a Wi-Fi connection. It's something Android users have been begging for years now, and it's finally coming to Android. Speaking to Android Police though, Google confirmed that it is running a limited beta test of nearby sharing with select Android users, but the test field is very small. Even by updating to the Google Play Services beta, you still might not get the feature live on your device. We've luckily been able to get it running on a couple of our devices, and when nearby sharing does launch widely, Google says it will run on Android 6.0 devices and higher, and other platforms. As we previously mentioned on site, the other platforms will include Windows, Mac, and Chrome OS. Of course, we'll be diving in over the coming days to just show you what nearby sharing has to offer, so stay tuned to see that. And finally, the Made by Google hardware division has increased in size yet again after announcing that it has acquired North. This follows a report last week about the Canadian smart glasses maker looking for an acquisition amid dwindling resources. The North team will be joining Google's Kitchener Waterloo team in Canada. As part of this acquisition, Focal's 2.0 will not be shipping, which were originally expected this year, as the first generation pair gets wound down, with sales completely stopping in December of last year. North says it will be issuing a full refund for all paid Focal orders. Customer support will continue through the end of 2020. On July 31st, the Focal's app and North account backend will stop working as the apps are removed from Google Play and the App Store. So that was a bite-sized overview of all the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com and subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast available every Wednesday.